This is an insert of the budget meeting on Friday, July 23rd. I was missing the notes for the morning of the 23rd, and I'll add those in here. First of all, in the staff meeting that morning, we had quite a blow-up as Schultz and Ehrlichman came in first thing in the morning at 8. And made the point that they were having problems with Kissinger because he was blocking action on the budget. He won't review the papers that are stacked up for him on the budget, and therefore they can't go ahead with the defense segment of the budget meeting. Also, he's blocking action on the international drug situation and on implementation of the intelligence review recommendations. Problem is, he won't allow anyone to act for him. He has to set up some means of delegating, and he hasn't done it. As a result of their complaint, I called Henry and asked him to join us. He came in, and Ehrlichman hit him pretty hard with the problem. Kissinger pretty much blew up, said he will not delegate such important a matter as a budget. And Ehrlichman said, well, if you can't delegate it, then we're going to have to go around you and get it done. And he said he would not permit them to go around him as long as he was here. At that point, Henry could take no more, got up and walked out of the meeting. And that was the end of that. He did, however, sit in part of the budget meeting a little later in the morning. I walked in late, and at the time I came in, the president was giving quite a powerful lecture on the point that Kissinger has got to really cut the defense budget, but in the right ways. He leveled some violent blasts at officers' clubs, Air Force excesses, and so forth, said we should drop NORAD and the bombers and all that because they are useless and anachronistic. He told Henry to take 30 days and really shake the trees. He said the DPRC is just a brokering group and won't do any good. Henry said the problem's not the DPRC, it's that Laird ignores the DPRC. He says we have to get down to telling them exactly what to cut and where, rather than just letting them slice it three ways amongst the services. In other words, we have to have the president define the missions and tell them what to cut, rather than cutting everything by a certain percentage. So Kissinger wants a basic NSC meeting the first week in August, and he wants to do this at the NSC meeting. Budget ceilings won't do it. They decided, therefore, the president has to determine the defense needs at the highest level. And we got into the problem of base closings, said those should be done after November of 72. Henry made the point that they'll never give up a command voluntarily. And talking about intelligence, the president said, never has a country spent more for less. No, it's not on intelligence. Just on a general basis, the president said, never has a country spent more for less defense than does America. Then he got to intelligence and said, we've got to take the same approach there. The CIA tells me nothing I don't read 3 days earlier in the New York Times. Intelligence is a sacred cow. We've done nothing since we've been here about it. The CIA isn't worth a damn. We have to get at the symbolism. So a 25% cut across the board. Get rid of the disloyal types. He told Henry to take a full month to do it, that it couldn't be done by Schultz or Weinberger. It must be in terms of strategy, not in terms of budget. Then he told Weinberger to cut the AEC 25% in personnel. Let the scientists go back to MIT and steal documents. Kissinger committed for an NSC meeting in mid-August on the basis that they've got to hear this from the president. The president then turned to Connally and enlisted his help on all this, too. He then defined intelligence as how to spend $5 billion and learn nothing. As they got into the budget presentation, they made the point that the budget is now 72% uncontrollable, and 70% of the controllable portion is in defense. The president ordered them to move general revenue sharing and family assistance out of the uncontrollables, also the environment, also all of the social programs. He implies he's going to cut them. And he said he wants a story that we're cutting 10% of the government personnel. That people will understand. So cut all civilian agencies 10%, defense 5%, in such a way that we can announce it. Once an example set at the White House. As Cap Weinberger was jotting all these down on his pad, he said in an aside to me, "This is the pleasantest morning I've had in years." I made a note that I couldn't see why we didn't do what we feel is right on the budget, include everything as a controllable, that even if it does require legislation to change it, and put it in our budget on that basis, then let the Congress scream and let them fail to pass the legislation and take the blame for the deficit. So we are in a position of asking for a balanced budget and eliminating our bad programs, which they screw up. I don't see why we ignore the legislative possibilities. The president was exploring the possibility of cutting or eliminating the federal pay increases that are programmed and suggested announcing a wage price freeze in January, along with elimination of federal pay increases. He told Connolly to think in these terms. Connolly made the argument that we should keep the uniformity rules down so that we don't have to change everything nationwide every time you make a necessary adjustment in one area. He ended up saying the base budget for 73 should be $250 billion. And they should get down to that without cutting family assistance, revenue sharing, or the 10% personnel. He said to put defense at 75 and civilian at 175. Connolly urged that we exercise our restraint in the areas of no economic vitality and encourage the areas of possible future vitality. The president, in referring to the 25% cut in intelligence, said it won't save a lot of money, but it will do a hell of a lot for my morale. That was the general thrust of that session. And it shook them up quite a good deal. End of budget insert.